Client ID, capital M, capital A, capital G, capital B, capital R, capital I. Patient, Brianna Maggie, M-A-G-E-E. Patient date of birth, 7/28/1999. Provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment start time, 2:15:23 at 1:30 p.m. Appointment end time, 2:15:23 at 2:30 p.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. Chief complaint, quote, I definitely have ADHD, unquote. History of present illness, colon. The patient discovered that she had ADHD in graduate school while studying occupational therapy. She stated she was always hyperactive as a child. Being on the swim team in high school and working out 4 to 5 hours per day helped. The swimming stopped during COVID, and the patient noticed difficulty with feeling, quote, caged, unquote, in her own body, feeling hyperactive. She had a lot of support from her friends and family during her school years. Her social relationships were affected in college by her ADHD, particularly having housemates. Period. She would forget to do dishes, she would leave things out of cabinets, etc. She self-medicated on the weekends with alcohol and marijuana. She's currently transitioning off marijuana. The marijuana helped anxiety, but she found herself needing it more. She tried seeing a psychiatrist and neurologist, but couldn't get help until this time. She saw her PCP, who prescribed Adderall XR 10 milligrams, then increased it to 20 milligrams POQAM. She started the Adderall XR in December of her senior year of grad school. She has been on it for 1 year and has noticed a big difference. She could do homework in 1 hour instead of 4 hours. The patient had a lot of anxiety in college. She felt overwhelmed with school. She had problems with a male teammate on her swim team who was harassing her. She couldn't eat secondary to anxiety. Had panic attacks. Period. She had the courage to leave the swim team, in part due to injury and post-pandemic issues, but mostly with the support of her boyfriend, whom she met in her junior year. She was given medication for anxiety, but never started them. The patient feels better able to manage her anxiety once the ADHD medications took control. She wants to take her board exams for occupational therapy in March or April. She has test and performance anxiety. She doesn't get panic attacks now. She had 2 to 3 bad ones with hyperventilation in her whole life. She would get diarrhea before swim meets and tests. She had depression when in field study in Oregon, working with really disturbed kids that were sexually abused and suicidal. She had thoughts of hurting herself at that time, but knew she wouldn't do it. She felt much better once she came home. She describes relationship anxiety with abandonment fears. She's working on that with her therapist. She feels that she is definitely feeling better in terms of her depression. Her appetite is good. She had issues with binge eating and body dysmorphia from high school. She started swimming, quote, not to be fat, unquote. Her sleep is not as good since she stopped marijuana. She wakes up briefly once a night. She sleeps from 12 a.m. till 8 a.m. She worries, ruminates, and is working with her therapist on those tendencies. She's doing cognitive behavioral therapy work. She sometimes will have obsessional intrusive thoughts, but no rituals. She has no history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. She recognizes that her parents had ADHD, and she would blow up sometimes, but they would make up right away. The patient has a disabled twin who has autism. She finds that had its difficulties with people making comments about her. Her experience in Oregon was traumatic, but she has no nightmares or flashbacks. Patient was never manic or hypomanic, never had hallucinations or delusions. She is seeing her therapist, Samantha Montana. The patient describes hyperactivity, forgetting things, starting projects that she doesn't finish. She hyper-focuses on things that she enjoys doing, such as painting, and she has a tendency towards daydreaming. Past psychiatric history, colon. The patient has been treated by her primary care doctor for ADHD. She has never seen a psychiatric provider. Other than a therapist. Family history, colon. Her twin sister is autistic. This is her identical twin. Maternal grandfather, schizophrenia. Maternal aunt, schizophrenia. There is no substance abuse in the family. Patient substance use, colon. She is off marijuana for the past 3 weeks. No drinking other than in college. When drinking in college, she has experienced blackouts. She doesn't like what drinking does to her, so she doesn't drink now. Medical, colon. No medical history noted. No known drug allergies. She is allergic to shrimp. Surgical, colon, wisdom teeth extracted. Social, colon, the patient lives at home with her parents and one identical twin. Her two younger sisters are in the Navy. She graduated from Springfield College in Massachusetts in May of 2022 with her master's degree in occupational therapy. She currently works at a swim club. She's had a boyfriend for the past 3 years who lives in Connecticut who is going into law enforcement. The patient enjoys working out and doing artwork as hobbies. Development, colon. The patient is the eldest of four girls in a supportive family. Her birth was normal. She was full term. She met her developmental milestones on time. No bedwetting. She struggled with ADHD in school, which was never treated. She needed help at times with her mathematics from her father. She also needed extra help in elementary school. She graduated high school with a 92 average. Next line, A, capital S, capital R, capital S. Scores 30 and 54. Impression, ADHD, comma, combined presentation. Plan, continue Adderall XR 20 milligrams PO in AM. Thank you.